Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, according to CSO projections, it is possible that in the future, the number of deaths in this country will be greater than the number of births. For some years, smaller families have become the norm, while many women wait until later in life to become pregnant. A trend that might even increase with the help of technology. We're joined by the medical journalist June Shannon. Afternoon, June.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Thanks for having me on. Is the CSO saying this is definitely going to happen?
So these are potential scenarios. So I was asked to write an opinion piece in today's Irish Times on this, and it's just looking at the three different scenarios of our population. And under the scenarios, we're talking about the different numbers of people that will be in the population, but they're assuming a total fertility rate and mortality rate. So basically, they're saying that it could possibly be what we will have more less babies born and more deaths in a nutshell.
Right.
In a few years.
Yeah, and I assume they're basing this because they're seeing this as a trend already.
Yeah, they're already seeing a reduced fertility rate, and it's not just in Ireland. This is a global phenomenon where fertility rates have been steadily decreasing worldwide.
Mm.
So it's happening for nearly all countries and territories outside of sub-Saharan Africa. Actually, have sustained low fertility.
Yeah,
it's going to produce a smaller population.
But in Ireland specifically, June, do you think that there are circumstances unique to us why people are deciding to have smaller families?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I definitely think people are having smaller families because they can't afford them. It's a big thing. I think, unfortunately, there's been a number of government policies which have kind of either not been in place or have failed to support women and families in general. So it's expensive. Ireland is an expensive place to live. It's an expensive place to have children. And if you imagine it, so just imagine an ordinary couple or a woman or you know, any family unit that you'd like to think of. So you have two people who are one person who's working extremely hard. They need to, in the olden days or before they'd get married, buy a house, settle down, have their family. That was kind of the general run-of-the-mill. Now women are waiting a bit longer, and that's a good thing. I mean, it's great that we have these choices. And it's important that women have the choice whether they want to become a mum or not. But you also have the side where women are deciding, okay, we'll have one or two, but we can't afford to have more than two because they are renting. Perhaps all their money is going on the increasingly skyrocketing rents that we have, which have locked out a complete generation. The housing crisis have locked out a generation from buying. So they're renting. They've maybe got small children in childcare. That is very expensive, even though the costs have come down recently. So they're trying to meet, say, $2,000 a month in rent, another $600,000, I'm not sure, in childcare, particularly for small babies. And then they're also trying to save a deposit for a house. It's practically impossible.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean,
it's
funny enough, though, because as you were saying, women do have more choice about these things now, but in a way they have less because, they, for instance, couldn't stay at home to look after the child, even if they wanted to, probably because of the economic necessity of that kind of thing.
Exactly. So you have women as well who might, or men as well, dads as well, may want to stay at home and look after the kids. And that is the hardest job in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it. You know, women or men or parents who stay at home and mind their children is a very, very important job. And we don't invest in that. We don't appreciate it. You know, I believe that women who stay at home should be given more tax breaks or given payments as well to encourage that. And that would encourage women to maybe have more babies if they want to. The choice is there, as you say, but unfortunately, on the other side, with no crash places for small babies, it's a really difficult time at the moment to try and get spaces in crashes for very small babies. And then you've got the cost of childcare for bigger kids until they get to the National Childcare Scheme.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult.
Yeah. And I see from an economic point of view, long term, we are kind of digging a hole for ourselves in terms of even things like pensions and the like.
Definitely. I mean, it's a great thing, don't get me wrong. I think it's great that we're living longer thanks to advances in medicine. And, you know, the older generation, they have huge benefits. You know, you've got grandparents who help out with childcare, aforementioned childcare, but you've also got people who are working full-time still. past the age of retirement. You've got people who are volunteering in communities, and without them, we'd be lost. We have a huge benefit. So it's in our interest to ensure these people are aging well and supporting them to live as long as possible in their own homes. But unfortunately, those supports aren't always there. The health system is under crisis all the time. I mean, I've been writing about health for as long as I can remember, and it's always been a crisis.
Yeah.
And the funding just isn't there. So we need to invest in the older generation to keep them in their own homes. But then as they get older, we need to have younger people coming up who might be able to support them. And we're not replacing that. And that's going to be a big problem, because the kids, the small kids of today, will be hopefully funding our pensions.
Yeah. June, thanks a million for talking to us as ever. That was June Shannon there. That piece is in today, as you said. That piece is in today's Irish Times.
Moncrief on News Talk.